Upstream.
It's the time of the week where we like to take a look at some of the most bingeable content on our streaming services, make sure we have some content for our Sunday afternoons and our week ahead. Now, we are joined in studio right now by two of our wonderful producers, Lucas and Mitch. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Now, I'm excited because I have an offering for Swimming Upstream this week, and so do you, Lucas. I would scissor paper rock for you, for the first go, but I'm going to be polite and say, okay, what have you got for us first this week?
I've got an update on one of my favourite shows, which is Pride and Prejudice.
Okay.
Seven Mate.
All right.
Favourite channel as well. So the last time around, we discussed the non-monogamous couple, and they're my favourite couple.
Yeah.
Polyamory is a hot new trend, and essentially the family on this show...
I feel like it's been around for a while.
Not at all new.
The young people, all over it. So the show is basically people who are getting married, their family don't want them to get married for various reasons. They might be homophobic, they might not like the fact that they're non-monogamous. Whatever else they don't, one of them doesn't like the fact that they're vegetarian. And the non-monogamous couple, they put the husband to be through a lie detector test, which is not very effective for someone who's in a non-monogamous relationship. Are you having relations with any other woman? Yes. He's telling the truth.
Hold up, Lucas. Is this is reality TV?
This is reality TV.
Awesome.
And yeah. So isn't it coming up to the big weddings as well?
It's coming up to the big weddings. So now is crunch time.
It's crunch time.
Before the weddings. And Izzy, who is the lady of the non-monogamous relationship, has just dumped Simon.
Oh, what?
For cheating on her.
Hang on.
Yes, exactly.
Did they discuss this? Was this just like a one-sided non-monogamous relationship, or
basically?
Oh my goodness!
Basically, to keep
you got to have those discussions, right?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
To keep him,
I've had those discussions firmly with my partner. I have been like, "Here's the thing: we are monogamous,
we are not polyamorous.
We are not polyamorous. You leave, I yeah." Anyway,
go on, Jess. Tell us more.
Except for me, when I want to do something, that's fine.
That's totally fine. Yeah.
Wow. And then the other interesting couple is a same-sex couple. Same-sex couple with a very religious father.
The girls. They seem like a sweet couple.
Super sweet, super lovely. And actually, funnily enough, despite being very religious, the father, the more time he spends with the daughter-in-law-to-be, just completely falls in love with her.
He's like, yes.
You know, everything we do together, shark diving,
nice.
They form a band together. He plays the guitar, she
That's
sings.
So nice.
But then at the end, he's like, oh, I love everything about her.
Except that she's a woman.
And she's going to hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, that's awful.
Oh, I hope he's going to get there. He's going to get there.
There.
He will.
That'll be nice if he does.
Yeah.
And like old people turn their awful bigoted ways around. But
yeah. I mean, it's hard to change those opinions
awful,
sometimes,
bigoted
right?
Things. Yeah. I don't know. I hope he does though, because
definitely.
They seem like a really gorgeous couple.
Yeah.
They seem very much in love. I don't really watch the show, but I've watched snippets.
Mm.
But they seem very, very in love. And like a beautiful couple.
Love will win the day. Yeah. I'm actually reading something called The Year of Living Biblically, and it's a brilliant book where a guy lives by the Bible.
Does it sound brilliant? No.
It's brilliant because it says how ridiculous it is to live by antiquated norms. You cannot wear mixed fibres, according to the Bible. So jeggings
are out.
Out of the window.
That's my entire wardrobe.
Yeah.
I just wear like a lycra polyester mix most days.
Yeah, with 1% spandex.
Wow, no, I wear so much 1% spandex. Forgive an extra. Oh no.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that.
All those kind of things.
Or like if someone wrongs you, stone them.
Yeah,
like,
you can stone people to death in the Bible.
But the nice part would be if you live by Jesus' rules, everyone who enters your house, you like wash their feet.
I'm into that.
And like, but cannibalism. Like, here is my body and blood. Like, this is terrible. I want to read this book.
It's a fantastic book.
That's crazy.
A.J. Jacobs,
right. Living Biblically for a Year.
Yes.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
I think I've told this story on the show before, but when my sister was quite young, I think at the tender age of 7, because when I was young and I went to school, I went to a Catholic school, but I wasn't baptized because my family wasn't religious and I begged to be baptized because I wanted to be like my friends.
Absolutely.
That's how they get you. So then my sister was baptized at the same time, tender age of 7. She was like, don't want to be a Catholic anymore, don't like it. Nah, I'm out. And it was when she's always been very entrepreneurial, very, very good at making money.
Even at age 7.
Nice. She was like, been learning about something in school. It's huge. It's big. Next big thing. I'm going to hold a crucifixion. Worked super popular. This whole book is written about it. Super popular. I'll charge entry. And she had it all figured out. And Mum was like, yeah, maybe Catholicism's not for you. Maybe we should try it.
Did she read that chapter?
They were learning about it at school. They were learning about the crucifixion. Right. And Jesus.
She's like, just like, around, heaps of people showed up. So like I might check that out. Yeah,
and 100%. She was like, this was huge. This was a big event. Clearly pulled a crowd.
Top of the hill.
She had a venue picked. She had it all sorted. She knew how much she was going to. And then, because my aunt is a bit sadistic, she was like, let's turn this into a math lesson. How many tickets would you need to sell? What price would you sell them at? What's your profit margins here?
Yeah. And costs, so, what are your costs?
Yeah.
And fixed costs. And
And so the seven-year-old completely, and, so Mum was like, maybe public school's for you. So I don't know if she'd do well with living biblically. She's 18 now and could probably tell the difference between right and wrong, but it's a fine line. So I've got something to bring to the table this week that I started watching yesterday. Now, I am a big fan of a documentary. Love a good doco. Love a good nature doco. I've discovered on Netflix, I don't know if it's new there or if it's older. It's an older series by David Attenborough.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be. called Africa. And it's all about the African kind of plains and the diverse ecosystems and the diverse biodiversity in Africa.
All right.
I've watched two episodes.
Cool.
Super into it.
Are they themed episodes? Like his other stuff?
The first one was about the Kalahari
desert
and all the different bits and pieces there. And there was like a giraffe fight and there were like
rhinos. Jess, how do giraffes fight?
They throw their necks at each other.
Oh.
They throw their heads at each other. No, I'm not joking. I'm very serious. And it was, and it looks.
What were they fighting over?
A girl, of course.
Yeah. What else?
Right.
What else is worth it?
Or it depends. If it was same-sex relationship, then yeah.
Still throw your neck at them.
Yeah. And so I didn't realize, because when you see those, they look quite silly. The giraffe fights with the necks.
Giraffes look quite silly.
But these were brutal, and they walked away like bloodied and broken. And they have, and I didn't realize their horns had a purpose. Anyway, this documentary was originally made in 2013. Just a little bit
old,
but still amazing photography, still beautiful pictures, still very gorgeous storytelling with it as well. So the first episode's Kalahari, super interesting, deserts, all things you'd expect. Second one is savannas.
Nice. Also, I like grasslands.
Very,
I'm into that.
It was like the full Lion King treatment.
Sweet.
It was so interesting, but very sad. Lots of like babies dying in droughts and
like
stuff
like
that.
Like Simba babies or
like elephant,
human babies.
Elephant babies.
Oh, that's worse.
Yeah, a little elephant baby.
Elephants mourn, right? Like they're empathetic.
Well, these ones didn't seem super empathetic because the reason. What? Yeah, so this baby like collapses in the middle of the desert.
Okay.
And the mother is like, oh no, my baby's collapsed. And it's very sad. But then the rest of the family just keep moving and she has to make the decision whether to stay with her dying baby or to catch up with her family.
Wow.
I'm like, third option, family could stop walking away and we could all just hang on for a second while this poor, poor baby elephant is like slipping away from life. No spoilers. It's from 2013.
What happens? No, what happens?
Yeah.
This is a new baby, reality show. The elephant family dies.
No, the baby dies. Yeah, and then she like goes off looking for the family. But I'm like, why didn't the family wait? Elephants are supposed to be these like, beautiful emotional.
Because it's about the group. You can't,
and they
sacrifice
have to, like,
the group
find
for one.
Water. And then at the end, it's like, oh, the rains have come. And it's all so nice. And look, there's a baby elephant. I'm like, 10 minutes ago, we were mourning the death of this poor baby elephant who had starved to death.
Yeah.
It's brutal. And it really does beautifully show the brutality of the kind of African landscape and how these really extreme ecosystems are so brutal.
Yeah.
But it's in the typical Attenborough. Really fascinating. Oh, it was a great moment with these, like, they had these beautiful night cameras that showed them for the first time ever that rhinos are social. And they didn't know that rhinos were a social creature. But when the sun goes down, they go to watering holes and they socialize. And so there was two male rhinos fighting over a female rhino.
So predictable.
I know. And so
toxic masculinity at its worst.
The most toxic masculinity. And so the one of the rhinos wins and they have romantic rhino time. And it's kind of like, it wasn't kind of working. There wasn't any chemistry. And Attenborough's commentary goes, she's really over this. So she pretends to be asleep.
Classic.
And he leaves. My goodness. I'm like, oh, babe, we feel you. Like, it was the best moment of like, oh, every woman it's has so had relatable. That experience. Yeah. It's very relatable. But it's a beautiful, beautiful series. There's 6 episodes. I've only gotten through the first 2. I feel like it's a very easy watch, though.
Does he do his like classic David Attenborough thing where through the entire episode... It's very interesting. It's sort of like inspirational. It's amazing. And then the last 10 minutes...
Like he poignant commentary?
Yeah, he just says, well, and all of this is going away. This is all
he
dying.
Hasn't yet,
okay,
but
good.
I'm only 2 episodes into a 6 episode feature.
It's coming.
So it's definitely coming.
Yep.
But at the beginning, they kind of give you a shot of him at the beginning of every episode. And the first episode is on top of like a mountain.
Cool.
Peak sort of situation. And he's very David Attenborough. And I'm thinking, he's old. Don't leave him up there. Like, give him an umbrella, yeah, give him some sunscreen, yeah. Give him something. Like, we can't lose Attenborough. Where's his water bottle? Like, he's too old to be doing this. And he's in the top, he's in a helicopter flying around. I'm like, ugh.
Stop putting him in these situations.
Protect the Attenborough.
Yeah,
I know this is from 2013. This is like a little while ago. It's like 5 years ago, but I'm still like, can we just, he can commentate from like,
A studio.
He needs his own reserve, really, doesn't he?
We need to protect him at all costs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there are 2 offerings this week. We've got Pride and Prejudice, which you can catch up on.
Yeah.
On the Seven Mate
website.
App.
Seven Plus, I think.
Seven Situation, yeah. Whatever their streaming service is.
Yeah.
And you've got Africa, a BBC documentary series by David Attenborough. 2 very good options for our Sunday afternoon. I feel like you can switch between the 2.
Very different as well, right?
But both like documentary style.
Yet kind of the same.
Yeah.
They are. 2 men fighting over a woman.
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty much the way that the world works. Unfortunately, there we go. That's, gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We've got Lucas and Mitch. They're 2 of our great producers for Swimming Upstream.